Beth from Boston, Massachusetts, a retired finance executive. I'm very analytical and goal-oriented. I want to get out of my head and feel more joy when I play. Mia from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who is a college golfer. The biggest thing I'm looking for is to improve my consistency. After rounds when I played well, I think, that was so easy. But after a bad round, I'm thinking, that was the hardest thing I've ever done. Bob from Portland, Oregon. My main objective and desire is to get the most out of myself. I want to feel I can improve and continue to grow my golf game. Lana, who lives in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, and Palm Desert, California. I love golf, but I never feel like I'm improving, and I fight the feeling that not improving reflects on me as a person. Mike from Scottsdale, Arizona, a businessman. I want to be able to manage myself better when I play with my weekend foursome. They talk so much, I can't even concentrate. I play like Jekyll and Hyde when I'm with them. Ida from Kansas City, Missouri. I so want to enjoy golf. When I don't play well, I beat myself up and have a terrible rest of the day. Zach from New York City, a one handicap player. Instead of always thinking about my swing, I want to learn to let myself play the game. Julie from Indiana, a nationally ranked amateur. I don't want to be so scared when I'm playing. Jane from New York. I want to figure out why I get so tight when I'm hitting over water. I moan and groan a lot on the course. I don't want to be that kind of golfer. Patrick from New Jersey, who works in venture capital. I practice and take lessons, but I never seem to get any better. Most days I come off the course completely deflated. I don't want to start all over. I'd like to take my game, the one I have now, to the next level. The sentiments of the comments capture the mood we see in today's golfers, whether they are American, European, or Asian. Though club technology, fitness training, and the science of the swing have improved exponentially over the past decade, many golfers have not improved and have been leaving the game. The numbers have declined for several reasons, from a shortage of playing time and budget considerations to difficulty in learning the game and courses that are too challenging. In short, golfers are stuck, and their lack of improvement might be a more alarming development for the game. According to the National Golf Foundation, nearly 6 million people in the U.S. quit the sport between 2003 and 2015. We think we know another big reason why players are frustrated. Many golfers struggle to transfer their games from the range to the course. We see players making good contact in practice, but when we're watching them on the course, they take 3 times longer to hit the ball, with a completely different technical swing. All of a sudden, they can't hit the ball. Their physical, mental, and emotional states have changed because performing on the golf course means something. There are actual consequences to what they do. Consider this. What if you arrive at a tennis court or a basketball court and see a sign that reads, "No practicing on the court"? Or at a swimming pool, the lifeguard tells you, "Sorry, no practicing your breaststroke in the pool." Many golf courses and clubs have similar rules, ostensibly to protect pace of play and the conditions of the course. Here's what we believe. Practicing golf shots and playing golf on the course are not incompatible. To learn a sport, you need to learn in the context of the sport with all its constraints. Only in this state can you learn the skills that are required in the real environment of the game. In addition to teaching the mechanics of a pitch shot on the range, golfers need to learn to hit that shot on the course, and then how to hit it a little higher to get over a bunker or a bush, and with only one try. Let's say there's a tree in front of you. You need to get the ball around the tree. The first time you try, you'll probably stick the ball in the trunk of the tree. But with exploration and practice, you'll figure out how to navigate around the tree. All of a sudden, you've learned to curve the ball. You've learned to play. The bottom line is that you have to be in the pool to learn how to swim. You have to be on a tennis court to learn to play tennis, and you have to be on the golf course to learn the game. You need to dedicate time on the course when you're not focused on keeping score. You need to be on the course to discover what works. And we promise doing so will not hold up play or leave hundreds of divots. Only on the course will you truly develop your skills, your game, and yourself. A related issue we've observed is that when golfers of any level struggle on the course, they tend to blame their technique. Players today have become entirely too focused on the swing, with its angles and planes, speeds and smash factors. Tour pros now spend hours analyzing their swings with video cameras and TrackMan-style launch monitor devices. These instruments measure everything from club head speed to